Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Ralph Topham with Work-Life Connections, EAP. I'm here today with Stephanie Dean. She's a licensed professional counselor and a certified employee assistance program specialist. She's been one of these for 13 years, and Stephanie is a colleague of mine in Work-Life Connections, EAP, here at Vanderbilt University. I was talking to someone the other day, and he mentioned that he always seems to get sad around the middle of October. We were talking about this, and we later realized that this happened to be the anniversary of his mother's death. Is there anything you can tell us about what might be going on there?
Sure, Ralph. People have a tendency to commemorate big events in their lives. We celebrate birthdays, wedding anniversaries, graduations, and in the same way, a loss is a significant event in your life, and so you won't forget when that occurs. And so we remember these events, and some people respond to those events differently than others.
Are there any other examples that could help us better understand what this anniversary reaction might be about?
Sure. I think for many of us, September 11th, 2001 is a day that we don't forget. There are fall days that are clear and beautiful, and I will be driving down the road, and it sometimes reminds me of the September 11th event. It was a clear, beautiful day. I was driving down the road when I heard about the events that were going on in New York and Washington.
What kinds of things might a person actually experience with an anniversary reaction?
Some people might be re-experiencing some of the grief they initially felt. People might experience sadness, anger, anxiety, or just a rush of memories and emotions about the event or the loss.
And it seems that we may not even remember what the loss was about. We might just have this emotional reaction and not even know what's going on.
Right. They may just have a vague feeling of anxiety or nervousness that they might not be able to initially put their fingers on.
But if they explore that, talk with somebody, they may eventually realize that this is a recurring
right.
kind of a thing.
Okay. Right. They may eventually realize that it is, as you mentioned in your example, that it is the time of year that someone important in their life passed away.
So what should we do if we see someone else experiencing this or have that reaction ourselves?
I think if it's someone that we're close to, we can always ask them how they're doing and what's going on and if they know what's going on with them. For those of us who might be experiencing this for ourselves, I would say remember to use the coping skills that you already have and have used in previous times of anxiety or upset. You know, eat right, get enough rest, and get support from others.
Is the reaction likely to disappear on its own?
For most people, it will. If you find that it doesn't go away by itself or that the reaction is more severe than in other years, you might want to talk with a professional.
Thank you, Stephanie, very much for that. That certainly clarifies a number of things. And again, for those of you who would like to talk to a counselor here at EAP, you can talk to us confidentially at 936-1327.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this Wellcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email it to us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu, or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu. That health and wellness is all one word. Thank you again.